Every day, I rewrite her name across my chest so that those who wish to break my heart will know who to answer to later. She had no idea that I taught my tongue how to make pennies, and every time our mouths were to meet, I would have slipped a coin to the back of her throat and made a wish, because I wished that someday my head on her belly might look like home, like doubt-to-doubt resuscitation, because time is supposed to mean more than skin. She doesn't know that I've taught my arms to close around her clocks so that we could both withstand the fallout from her autumn. She is so explosive that volcanoes watch her and learn. Terrorists want to strap her to their chest because she is a cause worth dying for. Maybe someday time will teach me to pick up her pieces, put her back together, and remind her to click her heels, but she doesn't need a wizard to remind her that I was here all along. Lady, let's catch the next tornado home. Let's plant cantaloupe trees in our backyard, and then one of these days I'll remind you I don't like cantaloupe. And they sure as hell don't grow on trees, but we can laugh about it. Then maybe we can plant things we've never heard of, because I've never heard of a woman who can make flawed look so beautiful the way you do. And the word smitten is to how I feel about you, what a kiss is to romance, so maybe my lips to yours could be the penance to this confession, because I'm the only one preaching your defunct religion, sitting alone at your altar, praising you out of faith. Softness, a rock dreams of being, the mistakes the rain makes at picnics when Mother Nature bears witness in much, much better places. So yes, yes, I will gladly take on your ocean just to swim beneath you so that I can kiss the bends of your knees in appreciation for the work they do, keeping your head above water.